Back on March 26th, John McCain gave a speech in front of the Los Angeles World Affairs Council, his first major foreign policy address since becoming the presumed Republican nominee. Here's what he said about our former Cold War enemy and the future of transatlantic relations.
We should start by ensuring that the G8, the group of eight highly industrialized states, becomes again a club of leading market democracies. It should include Brazil and India, but exclude Russia.
Newsweek editor Fareed Zakaria called McCain's plot to push Russia out of the G8, quote, the most radical idea put forward by a major candidate for the presidency in 25 years. So how come this major foreign policy issue has flown so low on the media and the general public's radar this election season? What else might we all be missing as we talk about Iran and Iraq? Well, Michael Signer was the foreign policy advisor for John Edwards, and he's also the senior policy advisor at the Center for American Progress. Hello, Mr. Signer.
Hi.
What did you notice about John McCain wanting to boot Russia out of the G8? Did it immediately set off bells in your head, or were you like the rest of us and just figure that out, you know, months after the fact?
Well, what was interesting is actually he first made the proposal that I know of in a cover article in the magazine Foreign Affairs last November, which even goes more to your point, which is it's a really profound proposal with pretty vast implications for this relationship we have with Russia and Russia's direction in the world. And you're right, it was kind of throwing a stone in a pond.
Is this just because obviously a lot of the blame falls on guys doing what I do, which is the media? But what about guys doing what you did, which is being a policy expert and working with a campaign? How much blame falls on you guys?
Well, I feel fairly strongly that campaigns are generally trying to find as much political advantage as they can, both on the, you know, both positively and in constructing a case for their candidate, and also, I mean, we call them contrast issues, where you find something that really, you know, creates a fast distinction between the different candidates. That happened last fall with the Iran vote, for instance, to declare the Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. That became a very powerful issue in the Democratic primary, even though it was about a country that a lot of people, you know, that hadn't gotten into the race all that much. But I, you know, if John McCain really put, you know, these are major foreign policy speeches. When he did that speech, the campaign wants a lot of coverage on it. I mean, when you put it in a cover story, you know, in a magazine like Foreign Affairs, you're trying to make news. These campaigns are trying to make news most of the time. So I really do think the blame falls more on the media than on the campaign.
I will accept that. But what about the Barack Obama campaign? Shouldn't he be jumping up and down, quoting Fareed Zakaria, who is not a guy who's hostile to Republicans by any means and also a very respected guy, just kind of trying to talk about how radical an idea this is? Why isn't the Barack Obama team doing that?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that does happen. I mean, he really has only just been shifting into this role as the nominee over the last couple of weeks. The Russia proposal by John McCain, I think, could be a tremendous flashpoint in talking about these two, you know, the two approaches. And the Obama campaign, if you'll notice, they really started rolling out a way of talking about McCain as Bush Redux. You know,
yeah.
Really doubling down on a lot of the approach of the Bush presidency, and in as much as this would be return to belligerence, to a strongly unilateral approach, to not sort of thinking around the next corner but doing what seems right in at the moment. I mean, this proposal to lock Russia out of the G8, most expert opinion agrees that the biggest mistake we can make with Russia is not embracing them more within the fold of the West and all of our institutions. And if we take a stance toward them that turns them away and makes them buck against all of our institutions, the United States, and turn to the East, then it's a very dangerous course. And we are tremendously interlinked with them right now on issues from nuclear proliferation to obviously gas and oil, especially right now, to issues like how do we deal with Iran. We've gotten a lot of support from them recently in dealing with Iran's nuclear ambitions. So It's a really bizarre proposal he made, and I think it will. I would not be surprised if the Obama campaign does give it a lot of attention.
I don't know exactly what Barack Obama or his campaign thinks about Russia. I Googled the phrase Obama on Russia. I got 10 total hits. If you Google on Obama on flag, you get 20,000 hits. Do you know what the Obama campaign thinks about Russia? Do they agree with what you were just saying, embrace him more in the international fold?
Yes, and he thinks it's a complicated relationship. I mean, which is part of the, you know, there are limits. I mean, it's like you listen sometimes to what people say and sometimes what they don't say,
right.
And each can speak volumes. And Obama has talked about the framework that he would have for Russia. He said that it's a complicated relationship. They are at the same time a partner as well as a competitor. There are very alarming trends going on in Russia with, you know, the trend toward authoritarianism and against democracy. At the same time, they have, again, worked constructively with us on some economic issues against Iran. And so he's talked generally about a framework, which is very instructive. I mean, part of what goes on in the foreign policy element of these campaigns is you do get a clue into how the candidate would approach different issues. Sometimes it does rise the level of politics, which is why I wouldn't be surprised, again, if that does happen with the Russia vote. But sometimes you just listen to how a candidate says that they would approach an issue, and that tells you a lot about how they would be as a commander-in-chief. And I do think Obama has done that. He has talked about Russia going back to his own foreign affairs piece last fall, and he has the campaign, and he have talked about how he would deal with it.
I know that you were very frustrated by the lack of attention that your candidate, John Edwards, got with a lot of his policy speeches.
Right.
That's politics, and it's, like we all said, the shame of the media to some extent. But can you very quickly, let's say you were advising the networks who are conducting their next debate, and they said, give me a curveball foreign policy issue to throw these guys. Can you suggest one?
One would be, if you take as a premise that the world we're in right now is dramatically changing, even year to year, you have a very, it is literally a new world. You have powerful non-state actors, from terrorist groups to ethnic movements, that are reshifting the boundaries of nation states. You
right.
have, new multilateral organizations. You have corporate powers that are very powerful. You have globalization. You have Brazil, Russia, India, China, which are called the BRIC countries, which are growing economic powers. How does a candidate think about themselves in that new world? What is their foreign policy for the new world? Do they see themselves as not just adapting, but as moving forward into a world that itself is changing?
I think
that's a very...
That is a good question. Michael Signer, Senior Policy Advisor for the Center for American Progress. Thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back on the BPP on NPR.